Let's head down to Orlando now. And ahead of Game 3 tonight, here's our TSN Raptors analyst, Jack Armstrong. How you doing, Jack?
Brian, good. How are you guys? Good.
We're doing very well. We're gearing up for a big one tonight. And, you know, the first two games were drastically different, clearly. You know, the first one, Orlando just barely got them. And Game 2, the Raptors came alive and biggest margin of victory in franchise history in the playoffs. What do you think is more likely to carry over to Game 3 tonight? A closer game or a blowout?
Oh, I think it'll be a tighter game. If it's a blowout, I would think it would be Orlando, not Toronto. I think the win on the road against this team, it's a good defensive team and takes care of the ball usually. I think you're going to have to win a tight game tonight. You know, the Raptors in their first two games have only shot 32% from three-point range. And they did a good job scoring in the paint in game two. So I really think Orlando all the more is going to gamble on the fact that they're going to do a lot in terms of paint protection, and they're going to force the Raptors to beat them with jump shots. So they're going to have to shoot it well tonight. They're going to have to take care of the ball as well. They can't, you know, turn it over and allow Orlando to get in transition and get this young team amped up and this crowd going. This is their first playoff game in 7 years here. They sold out games 3 and 4 in an hour. And obviously they got to come out with the same kind of sustained intensity defensively that we saw in game 2, which I thought in game 1 they allowed Orlando to be comfortable with the exception of a 5-6 minute stretch in the third quarter in game 1. I thought in game 2 they jumped on them. They were ruthless. They were relentless. And they just never let up. And if you're going to win on the road, all those ingredients I just mentioned have to be in place to have a chance to win.
Do you think there should be some sense of urgency, Jack? I mean, they were walking into the shoot-around this morning. They looked pretty relaxed. And I know everyone keeps saying they're a better team, let's not worry about this. But this kind of, let's put some road wins here together in this series and take control, and let's not get stressed out later, no?
I'm totally with you. I am 100% on board with that, because I walk into this arena tonight and I look at it and I say to myself, if you're going to contend for an Eastern Conference championship or have a chance to get to the NBA Finals, you can't get bogged down in a first round series against a team that you're better than.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you know, the Raptors, as good as they've been this year, they've been uneven sometimes, where they'll have stretches where they play really well, and then they'll have other stretches in the same game where you're like, who are these imposters? And I think there's got to be that level of consistency. And, you know, they're going to need something from their bench. Their bench has been outscored in both games, and they're going to need a little something from those guys tonight on the road, a little pick-me-up. Obviously you want to sweep these two games here if you can. And at the very least, you got to somehow, some way get out of here with at least one win. But I think, you know, it's not going to be easy. And I think the first quarter of the game, coming out and setting the right tone and trying to play with the lead. I've always been a big believer the best way you can keep the crowd out of the game is you play with the lead. And they're constantly throwing haymakers at you, but you're just, you know, efficiently counterpunching and keeping them at arm's length. And I think that's going to be big tonight.
With Jack Armstrong ahead of Game 3 tonight, Raptors Magic down in Orlando. You mentioned the bench, and that's been an issue all year. And the numbers, you know, the plus-minus through two games, off the charts. When the starting five are on the court, it's not even close. But when the bench starts seeping into the rotation, it really goes south. And I can't put my finger on it, because you've got some pretty quality players coming off the bench. And it's not like the Magic or an all-star team, you know, 6 through 10 in their rotation. Why can't the bench supply more? Like, forget just kind of saw it off. Why can't they actually perform and be productive?
I think there are times that there's just inconsistency. I don't think Norm Powell, when he's playing well, is a good player. But it's not always there. I thought Pascal Siakam and Jakob Poeltl really made that second unit go a year ago with Van Vliet. You know, Poeltl's not here anymore. Siakam's in the starting lineup. And Van Vliet, you know, kind of plays different roles at times. So I think Nick Nurse all year has kind of been searching for different combinations to be productive and efficient, and they're still searching for answers. So to me, you know, you look at Fred VanVleet standalone, Serge Ibaka standalone, they're good players. But sometimes chemistry, they got to click. And to me, here's a big point, Brian, now that I think is really significant to think about. Starting tonight, it's games every other day, Friday, Sunday, then you travel back. You know, it's a three-hour flight, play again Tuesday. If you have to come back here, it's Thursday. If you have to go back to Toronto, it's Saturday. And, you know, that might not mean a lot, but the Raptors have an older team. I mean, Marcus Gasol, Kyle Lowry, Danny Green, Serge Ibaka. I don't know how old the guy is, you know. You got some older guys on this. You got some older guys on this team. And to me, your point is right on the money. Don't mess around here. Because if you get extended in a series with an older team and now you're flying back and forth to Florida and you're Nick Nurse is trying to roll with eight guys, suddenly against a young team, if you keep giving them hope, shame on you. So I think it's really important for the second unit to play well, but more importantly than anything else, they got to come out with a ruthless, relentless mentality and seize the moment right now.
Have you noticed the demeanor of Kawhi Leonard change at all from the regular season into the playoffs?
I haven't. You know, I watched a whole week of training camp, and he blew me away with just his level of professionalism and focus and attention to detail. He's a guy that actually pays attention and listens to his coaches. He's a guy that actually listens to what his teammates are saying to him or in the huddle. He's very very intuitive. He's in an age with so many distracted players that, you know, all caught up in social media and all that nonsense. This guy's dialed in. So I haven't seen a different level of focus because he's always focused. What I've seen, though, is another gear physically of where he's at now in terms of just, physically he's peaking now. I mean, he's hitting that stride that, you know, he and the staff at the Raptors were hoping he could get to, you know, kind of bringing him back from, you know, missing 73 games a year ago to getting him to a point where he played 60 games this year. And they wanted to make sure that all the arrows were pointing upward. And I think when you look at him physically in the first two games, you know, that athleticism is bursting out on both sides of the ball. And he's always zeroed in and locked in. And obviously with his teammates, you know, in that same mode now, it just perpetuates itself and takes off in a really positive way.
Game three tonight, Raptors Magic down in Orlando. That building will be rocking. Enjoy it, Jack. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Guys, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter.
You too. There's Jack Armstrong, our Raptors analyst, live from beautiful Orlando Magic territory down in Florida.